According to Dickens, shortly before the creation of the current work, the jury, after a lengthy examination of all the circumstances of the event, was able to reach a unified verdict in the Farmer of Tooting case. The would-be offender was found guilty of the latter committing manslaughter. The writer adds that the people's assessors pointed out the shortcomings of the poor law that existed at the time, and expressed their confidence that the Tooting farm establishments would soon be closed. The author argues that the witness testimony only confirmed the guilt of the aforementioned person. He says that the investigation established that the physical exhaustion of the younger generation, who were in the care of the perpetrator, had been organized by the latter. In his opinion, the defense was able to do everything possible in those circumstances to try to shield the Tooting farmer from liability.